One, zero, none, all, me, you, it, I. This is Instant Illumination with Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly here at the University of Healing in Campa, California, with Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with Instant Illumination. Herb, that sounds redundant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to say to you next is quite redundant, too. We have a man that we call our webmaster. And occasionally, he will come up with something rather startling. And he sent me a little note, and the little note didn't say anything. It just says, "Beloved Herb," and then he wrote these words. And then he, "Love you, Daniel." Yeah. Now, here's what Daniel said. If you break down everything in the computer world, you get to the binary language made of zero off and one on. Just like in the real world with subatomic particles on, off. Anything your computer or digital television renders is based on billions of zero and one combined in a specific way, defined by our choice. Since zero is really nothing, all is left is one. One. And that one can be shaped in any way we want.
Wow.
Now this is a rather profound statement. And I'm so happy Daniel sent it without any discussion as to where it came from, so I believe it came right out of his genius head, which he certainly has a genius head. But let's look at this once again. We'll read it again. If you break down everything in the computer world, you get to the binary language made of zero off and one on. Just like in the real world with some subatomic particles on, off. Anything your computer or digital television renders is based on billions of zero and one combined in a specific way, defined by our choice. Since zero is really nothing, all is left is one, number one. And that one, that number one, can be shaped in any way we want. I think this is far too profound for us to banter off as an instant illumination, but I'm doing it anyhow. Think about it. Think about it. Every time you say, "I like me, I like me, I like me," you are putting 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Every time you say, "I don't like me," you're saying a 0, 0, 0, 0. Now, the ones and the zeros cancel each other out, or they compound to make a binary code that spells out information that you don't know what it's spelling out, nor do I. We have no idea what this 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 1 are spelling out. But you buy a book on, what do they call it, coding television, coding the internet, and you begin to read the coding that they have. And it's all 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, and it is unbelievable. Now, in the first place, how can the mind of an individual know where he's going when he's going 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, and coming up with a profound statement like, "Dear Aunt Louise, it's so nice to have you at our party last night. Please accept our great enthusiasm and appreciation for your presence. Your beloved grandson, you know, your beloved nephew, Peter Pan, you know." So, those things all went into 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. Now, you say, "Well, it can't. It doesn't work. It does work that way. It does work that way." Now, Bill Gates is not the master he is for no reason, because he knows how to use the 0, 1 coding. Very responsible man. Okay, many others are too. Now think of all of these hackers They really know how. They know how to put double backs and double forwards on the zeros and the ones to accomplish what they want to accomplish, to foul up the works. First, they have to understand what the works are, and then to foul up the works, they have to understand what recoding is going to foul up the works. Now, if we live in a world where we say, I am number one, I am number one, I am number one, and we live in that, we live in that, we live in that, and we allow nothing else in our consciousness but I am number one, then we are number one. Then everything that we do is number one. Everything that we do is an expression of number one. Everything that we do is an expression of number one. Now, I wouldn't do that. Because he was a naughty boy, and he should learn that he doesn't go scratching the rug like that. You see, oftentimes we put the wrong signals out. We put the signals out that it's okay to do certain things, even though we say it's not okay. And we have to be very careful, because if we put these signals out and then they continually do things that we don't want them to do, who's telling them to do it? We smile. And we put the coding out. We put the coding out, which is creating all these things. Ellen has two children who are just wanting to settle in for the night in Cozyville and digging down into the carpets and being very comfortable. And that's great. Now, Ellen, they're just plain hackers. Now, what are you going to do to take care of those hackers? Are you going to put a new cause in motion, a new code? And what's that code going to be? Ellen, I'm going to point my finger and listen to the last thing that you hear.
I like me. I am divine, or I am peace.
What's the last thing you hear?
Peace.
What's the last thing you hear?
I'm peace.
What's the last thing you hear? Don't peace. Doubt it.
I'm peace.
I'm peace.
Yeah.
What's the last thing you hear?
I'm peace.
What's the last thing you hear?
I'm peace.
What's the last thing you hear?
Peace.
Now, if you look at your puppies and you say, I am peace, what will they be?
Peace.
Now, why did I want you to repeat what I said? What's the last thing you hear? Because I didn't want you to do what you just did. You allowed me to intimidate you to think that perhaps you weren't doing something right. Mm-hmm. And when you say, I am peace, you're doing everything right. Now, I intimidate you on purpose in this world. And I do that very, very well. But when you get out in the world and you're in a discussion with other people and they say things and you say, oh my God, the Hurricane Katrina is doing this, and oh my God, New Orleans, oh my God. Oh, and then, what happens when this woman, this person calls us from Florida all the time and she says, I'm having a hurricane, I'm having a hurricane. We say, hush, my love. All is in divine order. I am peace. Now, you just see yourself surrounded by your pure white light of love, and you know that all is in divine order. You don't say, hurricane, go somewhere else. You don't say, do this, do that, because then you acknowledge the hurricane's presence. You just say, all is in divine order. Now, you don't know this because you haven't studied it, and you probably never will. But all is in divine order is a series of pluses and zeros. I mean, ones and zeros, pluses. One and zero, one and zero. Now, how do you define them, Ellen? You can go to a book on, what do you call that language, in computer language, and you can look up words. You can look up A, you can look up B, E, you can look up Jeremini, you can look up all these different words, and they all have this coding in there, this special coding, and you say, my God, how can they do that with all the words in the dictionary and with the English, the French, and German and all those kind of words too? My goodness sakes, that would be such a complex program. Yes, it's complex. Except, Ellen, stop and think about this. You take the great music of the universe. Let's just take one of Bach's pieces. Boom, 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 and noisy, loud, powerful, notes here, notes there, notes everywhere. They are all one and zero on the computer. And that's not all, Ellen. They are not only one and zero on the computer, they are condensed. So that similar notes that always happen in the same way have the same little coding to them. Da! Every time there's a da there, it has the coding. And so that becomes a pattern in the song. And so then it can condense the music into a very small space and be absolutely magnificent. Now, Ellen, if all the people who work in computer languages and computer writing and so on are able to understand that, why don't you? Why don't I? Why don't we understand that? Because we haven't chose to be interested in it. Now, I doubt that I'll ever really be interested in it, although I did take a course in HTML language programming for computers, and it was quite fascinating. But it was just amazing. It was just amazing. And then I found out that I can go online to my homepage and open it up and just make the changes I want and then press it to jump into computer language, and it automatically jumps into computer language, and I don't have to do anything to it. That's quite amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's another way that it works. It doesn't have the nuances that an actual computer genius gives to things. It doesn't have the little subtleties. It doesn't have the little variations in it that give it the magic that a master musician would give to a piece that he plays. You understand? But it's very understandable and very clear and very fine. But think about it. If you break down everything in the computer world, you get to the binary language made of zero off and one on. Just like in the real world with subatomic, subatomic particles on off, anything your computer or digital television renders is based on billions of zero and one combined in a specific way, defined by our choice. Since zero is really nothing, all that is left is one, and that one can be shaped in any way we want. A fascinating concept, isn't it? Thank you, Daniel, for sharing that with us. But think about it. Every thought that goes through your head is not a thought going through your head. It is a bunch of little codes that are being popped in and out of your neurons of your brain. And your brain and your ears hear vibrations. They don't hear words. They don't know what words are. They just hear vibrations. And those vibrations are translated into perhaps a zero and one. And everything your eyes see, your eyes don't see a thing. Because it's all translated into the zero and one. To put it in your brain so that your brain can conceive what it is that you have. And then your brain interprets it. And so we go in the living room and turn off the lights and the house is black and you stumble over things. You say, oh my goodness. And then you say, no, I know where everything is. I know that I know that I know. And then you walk around the house just as though it's broad daylight. You see, these are the principles that we are learning here in the University of Healing. This is a rather complex and a very marvelous way of expressing it. But remember that. If you think that your computer is rather amazing, and if you think how the computer writers are rather outstanding, you, inside of your head, inside of your brain, inside of your body, are conducting more brilliant and fantastic things than any computer writer could ever do. It's fantastic. Think about these things, because that's what makes the world go round. And when you start thinking about it, you start realizing how you are unlimited. You reach into realms of expression that are far beyond anything you ever dreamed for yourself. You say, well, I don't know anything about it. You do too. You just say you don't. And when you listen, the divine in you reveals all these things to you, and you do know it. Have a lovely evening, and remember that this is just the beginning of all the things that we're doing together. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.